Hello, dear beloved listeners. This is Maarten Horst speaking from the Netherlands on BBS Radio Station 1 with ET First Contact Radio. And I have good news this evening. First of all, I have Tara and Rama, who I will be interviewing. They have their own show on BBS Radio. And secondly, it's my birthday today, so... it's my 34th birthday. So 3 plus 4 is 7, and my birthday is 7 March 1977. So there are so many 7s coming in right now. It's really special. So, Tarant Rama, are you there?
Greetings!
There we go. The music. Hello, Commander. Greetings. The music is such beautiful music. It was so beautiful, the music. Just a little bit loud on the first call. We'll have to get that sound arrangement.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, you there? Good.
Yes, we are. Greetings.
Greetings, Tara and Rama, my beloved friends.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's my birthday today, like I told you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Rama. Was I coming through before?
Yes,
you were, except that the music was a little bit louder than your voice, so it was like you had to yell, so you got to kind of adjust the music. You can do that right on the music piece. There's a thing where you can adjust how loud or soft it is so that you can be heard too.
Yeah, maybe it's better to play the music while I'm not speaking. I wanted just to have a kind of introduction music for my show. So, dear listeners, this is the first time I am on BBS Radio. I've been on other radio stations before, but this is really the first time. And I have some very special guests, Tara and Rama, from the 2013 Rainbow Roundtable. And I've been following you guys for some years now. First via the Galactic Roundtable, and now you have your own website. And I have always, as much as possible, listened to your shows. And I remember they were first on TalkShoe.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Commander. And we had our own website for 6 years before that, too.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yes.
And what was the name?
It was called...
Sunrise.
Sunrise of the Solar Disk.
Interesting. Solar disk is a deity, right?
And that was solar disk is a deity? Is that what you said?
Yeah, deity, yes, exactly. Sorry for my English.
Well, not exactly a deity. The solar disk is referred to... We're echoing. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
We have an echo.
You have what?
An echo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just a second. Maybe I can do something about it. Just a second.
Yeah, one place.
Yeah. Is it better right now? Is the echo gone?
Wait a minute. Let's see. Yes. No, there's a little bit, but it's not as bad. Okay. It's gone, I think.
Okay.
No, it's there in the background somewhere.
Yeah, I have to back up a bit with my microphone from the speakers. Next time I will use headphones. It's better to use headphones.
Okay, so Commander, the solar disk is depicted on a goddess named Mother Sekhmet. And she has this disc. It's like it symbolizes the energy of the sun. And she is our mother, and we are her children. Sekhmet means where all sectors of all universes meet in the heart of all there is. And there's only one source, and it's divine, and it's the light of Mother coming forward from the great rift, right?
from the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
Yeah, the Hunapku.
Pardon? Right?
The Hunapku, the Mayans call it.
The Hunapku, yes.
That has been, and the Hunapku got a reprogramming on the 9th of May of 2009, and that was, actually it took 3 days, 9, 10, and 11.
Yes.
And the 9th was the day when the White House correspondent dinner took place at the White House, and Barack Obama was the guest.
And
and he nailed, you might say, certain characters basically as criminal cabal. And he did it in a somewhat humorous way, yet the people in the audience who were having to stand up, they were very hesitant. And I'll just say they had to be in that room, and that there was something called White Knights. And this is... This is about who we are, too.
Yeah, I know. I hear Rama talk about this a lot in his Heart News on Friday.
Yes.
Okay, now, the reason that we are doing our mission together has to do with that solar disk that we call the sunrise of the solar disk, and we put it with a K. And actually, there's a solar disk for Atlantis, the ancient land of Atlantis, and then there's a solar disk for the ancient Lemurian times. And the solar disk for ancient Mu is about 20 minutes from where we are sitting here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, speaking to you. And Santa Fe represents the galactic capital.
Right.
I smoke
the spirit. It's being packed in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Natural American Spirit, tobacco.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, they make it here.
Yes, I know the Europeans do a lot more of that than we do over here. I mean, we're getting it that, you know, it's not a good thing to do that. So, but American Spirit, yes, I hear you.
Yes.
Yeah. The ideal is to let that one go. And, the place where the Lemurian solar disk is located is in some place called outside of Santa Fe here.
La Cienega,
right.
Yes.
And there is a garden in the center of this land in La Cienega, which is also called
Sunrise Springs is the name of the property.
And so you see the sunrise there of the solar disk, which was our website.
That's interesting.
And right where we were doing our website and doing our conversing on just regular conference calls, and now we have BBS Radio. We're on Station 2, and you're on Station 1. And this whole full disclosure that's coming about, it's because these solar disks are still here that we have memory of the true history, and especially the history of our cabal that are still in power or appear to be falling right now. Benjamin Fulford has, as a person who works with 13 families and meets with them, and yet he is a double agent of a sort, so that we can see what's going on in their minds about what they want to do. And and he also has the ability to tell the story about what the people might want to do. And so this is what we are about too, because our galactic history is what they have kept secret from all people of the world. The galactics are us, and we have brothers and sisters. There's no one on planet Earth that is from Earth, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So this other place that we call our star brothers and star sisters coming from the stars on starships is fully disclosing itself before the people, when Britain this weekend, they put out 8,500
unclassified documents.
Declassified documents.
The British, right?
Yes.
They took a step ahead of the United States, although Barack Obama did something at the beginning of his term. He signed three executive orders, of which one was to roll back all secrets and bring forth all secret documents regarding our galactic brothers and sisters, all the records that they have kept in secret files.
Why did it happen?
The X-Files. Because we have to arrest the cabal first.
Yeah.
And these cabal have been ruling for 13,000 years. That means that Mother Sekhmet and her solar disk are coming now back into our atmosphere. We had a picture from Japan on Saturday, or China, excuse me, and they photographed two suns in our sky. And Rama has a very strong suspicion that second sun is lit up like that as a starship called the Nibiru, Mother Sekhmet's ship.
Yes, and it is in orbit now.
Amazing. So we are living in very exciting times now.
We are. And this is why so many countries are freaking and peeking and creating all this drama and stuff about storing seeds and water and food, going into underground chambers. And
who's doing that?
Well, they're about... You mean
the news around the Internet?
Yes, and around the world. For many years, they've been discussing this stuff about going into missile silos and turning them into underground shelters because Nibiru is in orbit. And it is, in a sense, like Benjamin Fulford says, their demise and our salvation. In that sense, our friends from the stars are here. And there's a show that's coming up tonight on NBC called The Event. And granted, the network broadcasters, all the networks, all the media, they're owned by five corporations. And, you know, this comes into the transnational corporations who run our politicians, run our Congress, run our entire state of affairs, and our democratic republic, as we can keep it, is about taking our country back, like Tom Hartman says every day, tag, you're it. It is about, like, what Michael Moore did this weekend in Madison, where he stood up and said, this country is not broke. What is going on is the fat cats.
Well, it's broke in the terms of the the controllers, but it's not broke financially. Except that it appears so because the other guys made us broke. And that's the problem.
The fat cats on Wall Street, C Street, K Street, this ties in with the lobbyists. The family that Rachel Meadows talks about all the time. And Benjamin Fulford discusses this, the criminal cabals.
Yes, he says here the Pentagon running out of oil. The Bank of International Settlements are under nuclear blackmail, and other signs of severe global turbulence are going on. And because there is this turbulence in the world events as the campaign to oust the rogue cabal in control of the United States enters its final phase.
It has to end now. It has to. I'm reading Salusa and also Sheldon Neidl's messages. I like them both. I prefer them from Sheldon Neidl because they are more clear to me. And in fact, all channels, all good channels are saying the same thing, that there needs to be interference right now from the galactics to end the rule of the dark cabal.
And I would say that yes, the prime directive has been reached and they are intervening.
And Mother Sekhmet is in charge of galactic intervention, by the way. And and then Sananda Kumara is the admiral on the ship called the New Jerusalem.
Yeah, I heard about the ship. Yeah. I know people who have been on the ship in their visions, in the visionaries.
Yes, Rama can tell you a few stories, just to say the least.
I have been up there in the physical with this body, and you
thousands of times,
and this actually began when I was 13. But at Harmonic Convergence, I actually had a serious tweaking. And at the same time, it still is updated all the time. And these folks are, it's just as real as Starfleet Academy. That is what I have to say.
I like your interest in Star Trek. You know, since I was 13 myself, I saw the first episode from The Next Generation where Wesley meets the Traveler, where they go beyond 5 galaxies, and they go beyond the fastest speed you can imagine. And I was so impressed by this. I was so impressed by these thoughts that come through in reality instantly, where Picard meets his mother. You know this episode, Rama?
Yes, I do. And that traveler, that story about Wesley, it is about the understanding here, where in that episode, Wesley meets all these Native American elders on this planet. And not to digress, but Commander Tuvok from Star Trek Voyager, not Tuvok, Chakotay was in that group.
Chakotay.
And what had to happen is the understanding that they had to stand up against the Klingons who were taking over that world, or the Cardassians. And it was about standing up for divine human rights. And that's what's going on right now in Madison, Wisconsin, with Michael Moore standing up and saying, you know,
it's amazing what's happening here.
It's happening.
There are episodes in Star Trek where Picard speaks about the prime directive when they cannot interfere, but then there is something they have to do in order to save that planet so that they make contact. And, you know, always there's an accident and they do have to break the prime directive.
Yes. And I believe at the last minute the traveler saves the day with Wesley.
Yeah. And last week, Rama and Tara were interviewed in by a lady also on BBS Radio, as I can remember. And just because I found it very interesting what happened on your bar mitzvah, Rama.
Yes, I decided to get a little wild in 1967. That was 13, and the Vietnam War was going on. And rather than give a talk from the Torah, I took one of those sugar cubes at the time, because, you know, it was the 60s. I was outspoken and always have been. I've been, you know, a draft resister and stood up for against the Vietnam War, in the fact I watched my brother, my older brother, and I can say most of my graduating class in 1971, they're not here. I mean, at least 1,000 people from that class are gone from planet Earth.
Mine too, everybody, and we're not there.
They're gone. They died.
They died in Vietnam.
They died in Vietnam. That's a lot of people.
And there's a lot more than 50,000 Americans dead, and there's at least 5 million or more in China that are dead, and Vietnam.
Vietnam, yeah.
And I went to the Wilshire Boulevard Temple at the time when I was studying Hebrew, and I was getting ready for my bar mitzvah, And
Shema, kol beseder.
Yes. And I got a wild hair and up my nose, and I decided to give a unilateral speech on nuclear disarmament, that it was the time to stand down with all the nuclear weapons on this planet. In 1967, that was unheard of. And, of course, the rabbi, everybody at the temple was aghast. And I just have to say that it was my awakening at the age of reason, or when you become a man, that I was to stand in my mastery of standing up against the cabals in this country, because I refused to go to Vietnam in 71-72, and I got a 4F. But
and tell me, who else was in the audience of the shul?
William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock.
Yes.
Do you still have contact with William Shatner or Leonard Nimoy?
I occasionally, not very often, because they're off doing their own thing. And
yeah, you know, are they, by the way, interested in the things that you are saying, the things that you are promoting on BBS Radio? Are they at all interested?
Yes, they are, because this is on a greater scale here, like Dr. Greer and Dr. Stephen Bassett, so many others are saying, now is time for America to stand up and say, yes, we have been visited by galactic visitors for millions of years. Our president needs to talk about it.
I was also going to say that all of our Hollywood people are quote-unquote wealthy people in the
yes.
arts and the wealthy visionaries, they know all about Nisara, and they know all about galactic intervention, too. As a matter of fact, Keith Olbermann, who quit because Comcast bought out NBC, where he had his contract, and he wanted to be free to tell the truth, and he would not anymore. So he and Rachel Meadow are contactees. That means they've been on the ships, too. It's so amazing to really understand this and know that we have two major media anchor people. And I'll just say that Lawrence O'Donnell, who took Keith's place, Keith will be back on Current TV in toward the end of the spring. And you can bet that by that time, I mean, I would be very shocked if we didn't have full disclosure, number one.
While you were talking, I was thinking the same.
Yes, and we're going to see, we have an interesting thing going on here, people don't know, that CBS are having a huge argument with Dish Network.
Mm-hmm.
And since yesterday, in the early evening, they have not been being aired on Dish Network at all. And it's nationwide. And CBS is one of the cabal-owned
corporations.
Yeah.
And
only the logo of CBS is that I was spying on you.
Yeah.
Right. I just think that the spying is now been nipped in the bud, and they want 175% more for Dish Network to pay for them, and Dish Network just hasn't been agreeing on anything, so they're still off the air. This will be 24 hours in about 3 or 4 hours. No more CBS. Wouldn't that be nice?
And amazing. So people will look more on the internet for the news.
That's right.
And the other thing is that the good people, they are actually an extension of the Knights Templar that were slaughtered, and there were some that were survived. And Secretary of State Hughes arranged for in 1928-29 or something like that, for these Knights Templar that were in the European sectors to come over here to the United States secretly. And they came in here to counter 100,000 Nazis that were brought into the United States after World War II by Henry Kissinger and George H. Scherf Sr., whose real name right now is George H.W. Bush Sr. That was a name change at Ellis Island. So this is the Nazi continuum called the Fourth Reich here in America that has been going on. And all the other organizations that have racism involved, number one, they created the word racism in the dictionary through Webster in 1919. There was never that word, ever, until they set it up after the Civil War. The Rothschilds, they went hungrily after control of this country behind the scenes. And in 1892, they set up something called the Bankers' Manifesto. And that was a 100-year contract between the 1st of October, which is every year the first fiscal day of the banking year in the United States. So it would be, so actually it was 1891 October 1st, which was the first day of 1892, to October 1st, 1991, which was the first day of 1992. And what happened in that October 1st of 1991 behind the scenes is that there was a replacement for that, and it was Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton formed a monarchy secretly, yet for sure established it on October 1st, 1991 in the West to preempt the Queen of England, the Red Queen of England. She's not the true Queen of England. And to preempt her monopoly monarchy of the world. Now, Bill Clinton was a double agent, meaning that he had, of course, the jury's out on Bill Clinton. He's committed so much murder. Yet, the way that you become a double agent is to be a member of the family in the first place and then decide to go for the light without getting caught. And what that means is that they are genetically engineered children. These Rothschilds genetically engineered the next generation after World War II. They blended the seed of Hitler in all their bloodlines.
Amazing. But who engineered them then?
Who engineered them? What does that mean?
I mean, who was able to create, to work with this DNA to do those experiments?
Oh, the Nazis. 100,000 Nazis escaped from Nazi Germany through our lovely little Nazi Vatican.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yes. And it's called, and they named it after the present day Pope too. They called it the Rat Line. Mr. Ratzinger, his father, his grandfather, all Nazis. And he at 19 was in the Nazi Youth Brigade. This Mr. Pope that we have now. And this man is no longer who you think he is, never was. He took over for the Black Pope as well. When the Black Pope was taken out by these folks we call the White Knights at the 38th level above the president as members of our military at that level, and they're members of our military at that level in the organization that's called the ACIO, Alien Contact Intelligence Organization. And that is where these cabals are getting arrested from for their crimes. These are the White Knights that Benjamin Fulford refers to. For instance, his next sentence here, after we find out they're trying to take out this rogue cabal right now in their final phase, meaning the White Knights, King of Swords and the White Knights. They, King of Swords is, he is a Mason. He is a member of the Delta Force, Navy SEALs, and he was hired into Vietnam as their highest trained assassin.
And amazing. So is this King of Swords, is he now on Earth in our 3D realm as a human being?
I just got through telling you. Absolutely. He went to Vietnam as their highest trained assassin in,
yes,
in the Navy SEAL Delta Force. When he was ordered to assassinate innocent men, women, and children with napalm, he turned around for his commanding officer and shot him dead. And within the next 20 years, he and his little folks, that his little brigade or whatever, that were working there, that witnessed this, they worked and they gathered more White Knights from that, which was an obscene war that was only done by the Pope. This is what's so important, everybody.
Spelly's War.
They called it Spelly's War because the Pope, on a piece of paper that they call an instrument, that is not a document. A document is proof from things like manuscripts that have been found in the ground, the Dead Sea Scrolls, for instance, or the Nag Hammadi Dig Scrolls. Now, that's another story.
Yeah, I have the translations of the Nag Hammadi Dig Scrolls. They are so interesting.
Yes.
I would love to have that. Would you email that to us?
Well, I will do a search on the web. If I can find it in English, I will send you a copy.
Please
do.
I have a translation in Dutch, but I don't think it will help you. The Berlin Codex is inside it. The Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Maria Magdalene, the Gospel of Philippus, and the Gospel of Truth, and the Gospel of Maria Magdalene.
Okay. Now, I know a book, detail about that in English. It's called something. It's called the Pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A. And that means faith in divine wisdom. And and in the you might say, the writing, what did you call the Gospel of Magdalene?
Yes.
That is where this faith in divine wisdom is enunciated by the divine feminine. And she is the one that we talk about when we put up a statue of what we call the Black Madonna. And in historical reference, this woman, Magdalene, was in marriage, in union with her beloved, Yeshu. And in these Nag Hammadi digs, the writing in Aramaic, the language in Aramaic, the spelling for these are different. And and Yeshu is no Yeshua either. It's spelled in Aramaic Y-E-S-U, actually. But you say
Yeshu. It's more like Hebrew, Yeshu.
Yeah, there might be a little...
I will tell you, when you read the Nag Hammadi writings, it's a completely different language than you read in the gospel that we know. It's a completely different writing with so much love, so much... I mean, it's lifting you up. If you read those words, it brings you to a higher consciousness. I read a lot of pages when I just purchased it, and I must tell you, I became transparent from these words.
Yes.
I am so glad to hear it.
Yes. So, We have about 15 minutes left, and maybe Rama, maybe Mother wants to talk to us. Mother Sekhmet.
Oh my. Okay.
Okay, in that case, Commander, we'll have to give Rama just a moment to get himself settled in. And
yes,
maybe
sure.
while he's getting ready for that, I wanted to tell everybody, because this is the latest news and this is what we do. We have a connection with the King of Swords. And Rama is the connection. And he is the only person on Earth that represents we the people of Earth. And there is a reason for that, because he is Ashtar of the Ashtar Command, the captain on the bridge of the New Jerusalem Sun, in the physical, in this lifetime. In other words, Ashtar sent his son, and of course this would be the time to send, because the Ashtar Command, as they are from the Pleiades has charge even over the Syrians. Even though the Syrians, we are part of the Syrian constellation. Our son Saul, and now we have a second son, not the one that was in the scene up there on the film in China, but Jupiter, since the Jupiter effect in 1976, Jupiter is now becoming a sun. So we have two sons right here in this solar system, as part of the Sirian constellation, and then Sirius A and Sirius B are the other two.
I understood that Nibiru, the planet Nibiru, had an orbit around our sun and Sirius B or Sirius A. It's like an orbit, like elliptic orbit around two stars.
You mean Mother's starship Nibiru?
Yes, orbit around our deity, our sun, Ra, and Sirius B. And to get around those two stars takes 3,600 years.
And I'm going to tell you that the orbit, because you described that very well, the orbit of Nibiru literally travels at a right angle to all the other orbits of our solar system, of all of our planets in our solar system. And that's why there's been some fear, only ignorance could bring that there would be a collision when that's a starship and Mother's the navigator. So that word wormwood or the black hole or Planet X, they're all referring to Mother's starship, the Nibiru, coming in at that right angle to pick up her wayward children. And I think we got to pick up Mother here. Here we go, Mother.
Greetings. In the light of the most radiant one.
In the office of the Christ. We invoke the loving energy of Saint Germain and the violet flame.
We ask at this time, Mother, for greater understanding of our times that we live in, for knowledge of the works of the Ashtar Command to intervene in our civilization's development, to end the proliferation of nuclear holocaust on this planet, to disarm the nuke that was placed in close proximity to the International Bank of Settlements as of the report of Benjamin Fulford, and to arrest the Cabal ASAP. Greetings, Mother.
Greetings, children of Ra. Indeed, of what you speak of, already our friends are here that are mitigating these circumstances as you witness the events rapidly spiral out of, in the sense of intensity, out of chaos comes order. And you are witnessing the chaos at such a great level that they want you to be distracted with all of the issues going on. More worried about Charlie Sheen and those funny stories than what's really going on with the cabals going down and the grab for the gauntlet called, it is the grail. It is the womb space of Yeshu Magdalene, of what you speak. It is in service to the goddess that you ascend. And what is occurring, this returning to a goddess understanding, after all, your country, this I am America, I am a culture. It is, you have a goddess sitting there in the harbor, Lady Master Liberty.
Well, she's been violated by our George Bush Sr. coming in as a Nazi and changing his name, Mother, right there at her Ellis Island. And you know that was right under the nose of France, because France has the authority to have their military guard that whole island.
Yes, it has got to do with the revealing of the whole story, how these 13 families who fell from grace that were once Elohai became Elohim and took the bait, said, separate the mind from the heart. Lucifer, Lucy in the sky with diamonds, eh?
Well, let's get the diamonds in the right, on the right sky heads, and let's get this done, hey, Mother?
This is why your commander-in-chief is stepping up to the plate, and we would suspect.
Oh, tell everybody what happened to Rama today, this morning, right before we got on this call. This is so important, everybody. This is the first time. Go ahead, say.
Listen up, people.
Oh, we spoke with King of Swords today. He was in a meeting, and he was speaking about the radical stories going on about Governor Walker and how the people, good people of Madison, are being railroaded out of their pensions, out of their investments in life. And this man represents everything. These folks that are saying, where is the $105 billion, Mr. Obama? Give it back. The King of Swords said, I have someone to speak to you, Lord Rama. He hands the phone to the man. And Mr. Obama says, Lord Rama, I have one thing to tell you. Your friends are here. Have a nice day. And we got to not even ask him any questions. We just were in tears with joy and said, thank you, sir.
And Obama said, don't do that, brother. You're equal to me. Stand up and let's get on with the show. Your friends are here.
Tag, you're it.
Aware. The Syrian commander is aware.
The Syrian commander from the Council of Nine knows it's time to talk about how we have free energy that has always been here, never needed to touch a drop of the mother's black gold that represents the hydraulic fuel, if you will, through her veins in her body called Gaia. Never need to touch this stuff. You can get all the energy you need out, right out of the air, like Nikola Tesla taught us. And they want to play with it, burn holes in the atmosphere with harp. Yet, this harp they play, it is not a harp of the angels. It is the technology that Let us just say it is turning around back on them because they have used it in a time-space continuum which is out of sync. It is something called evil in the sense that when you use energy, quantum physics principles out of their space-time continuum, it takes you out. And that is what's going on with the 13 families. They have been given their last rites.
Well, they also cut off oil supply to the 13 families here, especially to this U.S. regime. That's why we're paying $3.47 a gallon around here.
That's really the
petrol prices are so high. It has nothing to do with Libya. It's because of... they're taking away the oil from the 13 families. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Here's what it says here, Benjamin. One sign about the downfall of the cabal is a cutoff of some oil supplies to the United States regime, according to U.S. military intelligence. Another is that Serbian operatives claim to have smuggled a nuclear weapon near BIS, Bank of International Settlement headquarters in Switzerland. Yet another is that the 1 million American Satanists are using earthquake weapon blackmail in an effort to force New Zealand to give them their South Island as a refuge for them. That is exactly why these New Zealanders experienced this earthquake, because they did it with HAARP. And because they're threatening them, if you don't give us your South Island, we'll just do some more, and we'll kill your people some more. Meanwhile, promises of imminent mass arrests of the cabal members continue to be repeated by high-level sources. Yet so far, the D.C. criminal enterprise continues to create global mayhem. Now, let me just decode this, because Barack Obama is the double agent here. Mm-hmm. And so is Nancy Pelosi. And people who are angry at the United States are angry at the cabal. And this is what needs to be known. The major cabal that's responsible for all these dictatorships in the Middle East and going through are Miss Hillary Rodham Clinton. And she has to be arrested.
Love her more.
She, because she killed her lover Vince Foster in 1993, the 13 families say you want to stay out of prison for life or you want to get executed and you don't want to do those things, you're going to be our messenger and you're going to get everything done in the United States that we want done. And you're going to take orders from us. And this is what we have to have mercy and divine compassion for, is that this female cabal is, in other words, the males in the Committee on 300, of whom Ratzinger, as the Pope in the Vatican, is part of. These ones have been using their own people, the females, to be the handlers, which means that they get to cause their own husband's death in order to have them not be killed. This is the fallacy that's been going on behind the scenes. Andrea Mitchell, she's on major MSNBC radio network, being an anchor person, and her husband is Alan Greenspan.
It sounds like a Black Widow spider.
It is.
It is, and yet we must have compassion and thank her for being so good at what she does.
Generally speaking, we have to be thankful to those beings, those dark beings who have controlled us for almost 30 millennia, but whose game is now ending. Because I think we have to thank them because times have been so dark and difficult. Now the light is coming back and the love is coming stronger, that we can appreciate how it is to live in the light and in the higher dimensions, and can appreciate because we have been in this darkness and now we long back for this light. We are longing for this heaven on earth, this age of Aquarius.
Yes.
I want to say one more thing. The age of Aquarius has already come to about to be. It started on December 21st, 2010, at the winter solstice, along with the Sattvic Yuga, along with the end of the age of Leo and the commencement of the age of Virgo. We shifted from a male domination world to bringing the balance now by bringing the feminine into play to bring equality, not to be dominant, to come equally now, to represent. Yes, equal and beyond any more kingdoms. We are a unity consciousness, and we're going to be seeing many, many borders defining countries dropped by the cabal's doing of making these borders in the first place for their own personal gain.
Yes, very soon, though, because the 9th of March, it's Wednesday, we'll enter the universal cycle.
Yes, the universal underground. And
yes.
that underworld, that doesn't mean...
The world, the last one.
Yes, there is no more secrets is what that really means. It means
right.
We all secrets are open. That would be good for full disclosure, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think full disclosure will happen around the start of the universal cycle.
Yes, as Stephanie Miller puts it, please pray for the Mr. Boner because the Tangerine Man has quite a hefty price that he is going to have to pay lying to the American people about he is supposed to be the most powerful man, Speaker of the House, and he has an alcoholism problem. Also, a bribery issue, passed out tobacco checks on the Congress floor to other members of Congress. This is why Benjamin Fulford calls them a criminal conspiracy rather than the Federal Reserve.
And the Federal Reserve will be transformed into Nazara.
Yes.
It already has been declared that the Federal Reserve and the fascist corporate state and the IRS were declared insolvent. A 19-year case, almost 20 years, was determined on March 31st, 2008. At midnight, the declaration of insolvency for all those three entities, the corporate fascist state, U.S. corporation, the IRS, and the Federal Reserve went down completely. And everything we've been watching is to get a hold of the runaway cabal and rein them in and arrest them. And I hope, Mother, you're going to bring your Peshats in here to help those ones on the ground, the White Knights, that need to do the arresting.
Well, yes, already here. There are reports of the lion people being seen and being heard in your newspapers concerning contact with our craft. And we will just say the people, like you saw in the movie Avatar, the Na'vi are here.
Mm-hmm. Listen, my beloved mother and Tara and Rama, let's say we have 1 minute left until we have to finish our beautiful transmission, a beautiful radio show that we did together. I just want to share with you, and let's ask the listeners, Mother, if they can send all their loving energy to those White Knights who are doing the final preparations for the announcements when they come, and let's put all our energy and all our hope that those arrests will be completed and that disclosure will happen soon.
In the name of the mighty I Am Presence, Inshallah.
Also, Mother, don't go away, but I just want to ask you if it's okay if we can tell people about our calls on VBS Radio 2. Can we do that before we go?
Sure, sure.
Okay, so on Thursday we have something called Stargate Roundtable, And over here on our time, on Mountain Time, it begins, our Pacific on the BBS radio, it begins at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So those of you who wish to come and learn more, and that's on Thursday, Stargate Roundtable, BBS Radio Station 2. And that's with Marita Robert and then Tara and Rama. And then on Friday, Hard News at BBS Radio Station 2 at same time, 6 p.m. Pacific. And then Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific. And that is called Our Galactic World and the True History of NASARA, National Economic Security and Reformation Act, where every man, woman, and child on Earth will get restitution in the form of $10 million each. It'll take about 15 months for this restitution. In the meantime, peace and love, and we love you. Thank you so much, Commander.
Thank you so much, Mother.
Thank you, Commander. Happy birthday. Many more to come.
Thank you.
And immortality, that's the truth. Benjamin Fulford said these folks have immortality all figured out, the cabal. So after we arrest them, that immortality elixir will be presented to the world in any form possible to heal
them. That's our ascension. We are eternal, and that will be our ascension.
Indeed, Commander.
Namaste.
And live long and prosper.
Peace, long life.
Peace and long life. And I will be back next week, dear listeners. Thank you, Tara and Rama and Mother. And we'll be in contact. And I hope to see you all back next week. And the one that I will be interviewing is still a surprise. So thank you and... much love and goodbye.